Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Her Society.
Her Society.
This is Inaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. It's Her Society. Hey, it's Ginny.
And it's Natalie. Now, being the Aussies that we are here on Her Society, we initiated our international guests, Whitney Mixter, Sarah Betancourt, DJs Asha and Leslie, into our Australian community by feeding them two national icons, and I'm not talking a koala and a kangaroo.
Mm-mm-mm is all I can say. Zebu, stay tuned to hear us chat live to the girls in studio about their recent Australian tour. Plus, we chat to the first ever lesbian woman running for Miss California.
Australia's favourite girl magazine, Cherry, has their new edition sizzling the shelves. We chat to editor Rachel Cook about what's up.
Absolutely. Music on the way from Nicki Minaj, Jessica Sutter, and the brand spanking new one from Anjuli. This is Ginny and Natalie, your one-swap portal for girls who love girls. Stream us live on hersocietyonline.com.au. Joy 94.9, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, and streaming all over the world on hersocietyonline.com.au. You.
And we want to know where you girls are listening from. Where in the world are you? You can message in on you can't really message in if you're overseas. Well, if you're overseas, it's best you email us on onair, onair, at joy.org.au. Or if you're in Australia, you can message at 0427-JOY949. That's 0427-569-949.
Or if you're a bit of a twit like I am, tweet us at Her Society Live. We'd love to hear where you're coming from and if you are tuning in, because we love to be a portal for everyone.
You just called yourself a twit.
I did.
Why'd you do that?
I am a twit. You're a twit too.
So rude.
We want to connect with all the twits out there, so hit us up. Now, if you want to catch up with everything that we've been up to lately, check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/Her Society Online. We got photos there of what we've been up to and what's coming up on our show, which is going to be very exciting, Zebu.
I know. We've gone through a lot of stuff lately, haven't we?
We have.
We've been through some exciting stuff. We talked to some of very exciting people.
Absolutely, and we fed them some exciting stuff too.
We force fed them. I'm hoping human rights don't look at our page and be like, they made them eat that.
There must be some law against that.
But possibly.
It's probably one of our nation's fastest selling consumables, so I don't know if it would be illegal. Who?
True that. Well, one of the girls that we force fed was adamant that she would have loved it, or she loved it, and then when she had it, she went, oh.
Exactly. Well, you can guess the video. That's going to be up. Well, stay tuned.
Hi, this is Whitney Mixter from The Real L Word, and you are listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society. G'day, mate.
Her Society on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, and all over the world on hersocietyonline.com.au. Hello to New York City.
Hello, Vanessa from NYC.
Yes, you are tuning into us. Holla, sister. Hello to everyone else who is listening to us and following us on at Her Society Live on Twitter and our Facebook page as well. We're hanging out, me and Zebu, in our Google Hangout. So if you want to come hang out with us, we'd love to hang out with you.
We're just chilling like a villain.
Exactly.
You heard that before?
I haven't.
Really?
No. It sounds really, really interesting.
Chilling like a villain. That's what we do.
Yeah, we're about to chat to Miss California. Well, the future Miss California, we hope to be, Molly Thomas.
She was so sweet. And my money's on her. I reckon she's going to win. That's
really?
It. You know, all the girls that are right now been selected, go home.
Go home. Well, someone else has tuned in and popped in. Hello to that person.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
We've got a Google Hangout happening right here, and you can actually watch us live. as we are chatting in studio. We're waving right now to this person and we cannot see who this person is.
It's very mysterious.
Very mysterious.
Well, while we try to figure out who this person is, let's chat to Molly Thomas. Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. All the way from California, the first ever gay contestant to enter in a beauty pageant. Hello, Molly Thomas.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us this evening. Reading up about you and how you've been the first ever lesbian contestant to enter in a beauty pageant, and it's quite remarkable that you're doing it in California. And you seem to have quite an interesting background. Can you tell us about where you grew up?
I do actually have a very interesting background. I grew up on a horse farm in Pennsylvania, and I was always back and forth between the farm and New York City. So I got the best of both worlds growing up, the farm and the city and back and forth. My whole life, I was also lucky enough to travel all over the world with my dad because of his work. So I've spent time in every continent except Antarctica, which I'm hoping to visit next year.
Have you actually been to Australia, Molly?
I have. I was in Australia the summer before last.
Oh, whereabouts?
Yes, I was staying with some friends right outside the Glasshouse Mountain.
Ooh. Where is that?
It's like 2 hours out of Brisbane.
See, you just educated us on Australian landmark we had no idea about.
No idea. I was going to say Tasmania.
Yeah, I was actually thinking an area you and I would never go to, but it's...
I absolutely loved it. I definitely went sandboarding there many times, and it was so much fun.
Well, next time, come to Melbourne and come to Sydney, and we'll show you the rest of Australia.
Yes, I would love to. I'm waiting for the next break I get so I can go back. I love Australia.
Now, you say you're from Pennsylvania. Is that in the middle of America? Like kind of in the Midwest?
No, it's East Coast.
Oh, okay.
No, it's East Coast, right by New Jersey, New York.
And what's the situation with same-sex relationships? What are the views there?
The views on same-sex relationships in Pennsylvania are actually really negative. Pennsylvania is a mostly conservative state. They don't recognize same-sex marriage or even domestic partnerships.
Jeez.
And it's pretty crazy. They don't. You can still actually completely legally get fired for being gay.
Wow. Oh, gee. Serious? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Specifically where I grew up, there's a pretty strong religious community as well. So very few people spoke about it, let alone were really open where I grew up.
Wow. Well, Molly, you've done some volunteer work overseas. Now, I'm a little bit jealous for two reasons. One, you went to Mongolia, and I've always wanted to meet a Mongolian, and I've never met a Mongolian before. Have you met a Mongolian?
I'm actually a little bit Mongolian.
Oh, my God!
Yay! So you're my claim to Mongolia.
I am.
Whether you like it or not, you are.
We have no idea what it's like.
Yeah, I spent three solid summers doing volunteer work abroad in different places. And Mongolia was definitely one of my most memorable experiences. And while I was there, I worked at a local school for handicapped children.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's been my claim to Mongolia. And we have to go there now, Zeeba.
Yeah.
We do. All this talk of Mongolia. Is it wrong that I say I feel like Mongolian beef? I'm so hungry now.
And Mongolian barbecue is excellent.
Oh, yum.
Mongolian Molly is your name from now on.
It's on our list. And I'm curious about your coming out story. What age did you come out and how was it received?
I didn't officially come out at an age. My coming out story really isn't a story. I've pretty much always known I was gay. I hinted at it enough my whole life that my mom definitely knew, if not my whole family. So at that point, it was more like by the way, I have a girlfriend, which was so easy and so incredible. My family was great. They're all extremely liberal and incredibly open, and none of them even blinked when I officially came out. I'm really lucky. Yeah, one of the main reasons I decided to get involved with Miss California, I've never done a pageant before. It's completely new to me, but I was approached with the option, and I decided to get involved because I mean, I think that in the past, beauty pageants and winners haven't been as welcoming, for lack of a better word, than they should be. So many girls are afraid to stand up for what they believe in and really truly just be who they are in fear of jeopardizing their chances of winning, which is terrible. Trying to break down that wall and just let everyone know it's okay to be who you are. You don't have to put on a facade for the judges and organization. So my plan is to just go in there and show them who I am and not what they want to see or what I think they want to see.
And have you picked your outfits for these particular categories?
I actually haven't yet. That's something I need to get on. Yeah, it's funny, actually. It's pretty much a running joke at this point that I'm going to wear a flannel evening gown and combat boots.
just so they forget if you're a lesbian, they know.
Yeah, just in case you're not sure. And you never know. Maybe I'll throw some board shorts into the swimwear competition.
Now, Molly, I know you're a good friend of DJ Leslie, and I don't know if she's told you about this game we play with all of our guests, but it's called What's Your Number? It's a game where we've got 50 questions, and you give us a number between 1 and 50, and we ask you the corresponding question. Would you like to play?
I would love to play.
All right. Hit us with a number.
Let's go with 50.
50, okay. Do you know what a Tim Tam is?
Tim Tam slams are the best.
Oh no, Molly! Mongolian Molly takes the cake!
You are killing it.
You are like the most well-educated Californian guest. You know more about Australia than we do.
I know, because I'm going, yay. I don't even know what a Tim Tam Slam is.
Don't you know what Tim Tam Slam is?
No,
you don't.
I don't
know what a Tim Tam Slam is?
Oh, Molly, you tell her. You tell this
Molly,
Australian.
Tell me.
What it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Hit me.
I never thought I would have to teach this to an
Australian. Exactly.
I know what a Tim Tam is. I just don't know what a Tim Tam Slam. Oh, my God. I'm going to shut up.
So you soak a Tim Tam in warmed milk, and then you put the whole thing in your mouth and eat it, and it's like heaven. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Molly, for educating me.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
I've only been living here 10 years, but now I feel like I've been here since yesterday.
Mongolian Molly, thank you very much for your time this evening. We wish you all the best with Miss California. And look, let us know how you're going. We'd love to have you on.
That would be great. Thank you so much for having me. Also, if anyone would like to get involved, whether it's sponsoring or supporting my campaign, please check out my Facebook fan page.
Absolutely. You can check it out on Facebook. Just hit Molly Thomas and her page will come up. Zebu, what a lovely, lovely lady.
I can't believe she had to teach me about a Tim Tam Slam.
Yeah, you're going to be taking that
so
one.
So embarrassing.
You're going to do the walk of shame home tonight.
Really?
Okay. Stay tuned. We got 4-5 more lovely ladies coming up. Rachel Cook, the editor of Charity, will be chatting to her after this song. Plus, Sarah Bethencourt, Whitney Mixter, DJs Asher and Leslie will be joining us to talk about our favourite icon, Vegemite. Joy 94.9. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Australia's favourite magazine for girls, Cherry Mag. We chat to the editor, Rachel Cook. Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Ginny and Natalie taking you through to 7 o'clock Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
And we want to know where you are listening from in the world. To all your Australian listeners, you can message in, text message in on 0427-JOY949, which is 0427-569-949. Or if you're overseas, you can email us on onair@joy.org.au or jump onto Twitter and we are Her Society Live.
Yes, say hello to us. Hello to Sarah, who's listening. She's said hello to us on our Facebook page.
Hello, and we have a message from Grant from Essendon. Now, he's got a tip on how to eat a Tim Tam, and I've never heard this one before. Well, neither have I heard of a Tim Tam Slam, so nothing's coming to me as a surprise, really.
Poor form, Zebu. Poor form.
Grant says the best Tim Tam idea is to bite off opposite corners and suck a Kahlua hot chocolate through it. Pancreatic shock, but so good.
Pancreatic shock? I've not heard of a pancreatic shock.
It should be a heart shock, right?
I thought it would be a liver shock because of alcohol. Really?
Of course, yes. But hey, that sounds good. I'm going to run out now and get myself some Kahlua and you get the hot chocolate.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Partyonline.com.au. You're with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. And every month, Zebu, we chat to our favourite girls magazine,
Cherry.
And on the phone, we have the chief of Cherry, Rachel Cook. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We're doing fabulous. All the more fabulous for having you join us amidst your sunny break day.
You're too sweet.
We know. I know Ginny knows.
Yeah, I know. Rachel, you've got a bit of a songstress on the cover of Cherry. Lainey Lane's on the cover.
We have, and even though I must say that, like, basically 95% of the time we have a lady who loves ladies on the cover, we made an exception for Lainey Lane because she has such a big girl following. And I don't know if you've ever been to see her play live, but there's always quite a few lesbians there. She seems to have, I think it's the rockabilly thing. I think that there's a lot of girls who really get into rockabilly. So basically we thought we should have a chat with her and see what's going on, because she is at the moment on the most meteoric rise to stardom. And so it's sort of interesting to sort of see how someone goes from being virtually unknown to getting signed and appearing in all major publications so fast. So it was really great to chat with her, and we decided that she looked so good we should put her on the cover.
Well, she's doing pretty well on the ARIA chart at the moment. Like, her song's in the top 40.
I know. It's just, and what's really great about it too is it's not really, really music that you'd expect to be doing well in the mainstream. So I think it really shows how sort of diversified the Australian music industry is becoming in that way too.
And do you think she has anything Missy Higgins-esque about her? Do you think she's one of those people who come out later? Is there potential? Is there hope for the ladies who are eagerly going to her gigs?
Well, of course. That's actually a very good question. Because we actually, I spoke about that with my writer, Cassandra, who did the interview. And so she sort of hedged that way a little bit to see if she could get anything out of her. But unfortunately, nothing to reveal at this stage.
Okay.
Cool. And what's Digby Duncan talking about?
Okay, so Digby Duncan was a really interesting article to put in this month because it is actually Kerry's 50th issue, which is pretty impressive. And so we thought we'd take a bit of a look at history. Digby Duncan actually made the video, the film, the documentary, which was made of about the first ever Mardi Gras in 1978 and the ensuing police brutality. So it's one of the most important documentaries that we have in terms of queer history. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I've seen it a number of times. I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Clothes Are for Clothes, A History of Queer Australia, that's actually used in high schools. And so I've seen that documentary numerous times, and every time you watch it, it's still astounding that it was just 30 years ago and what was happening to people who identified as gay and lesbian. Mardi Gras, as you probably know, started as a very, very small event, and Digby made that documentary, and when they made it, they actually thought that Mardi Gras was going to last at the most for 2 or 3 years. So it's pretty amazing to speak to somebody who was around at that time and her how amazed she is that Mardi Gras is still going 33 years later. But so basically, we spoke about that part of her work and also her new work, which is she's been living in China for a while and photographing people in a village there, and the village is due to be demolished. So she's just a really fascinating person and, you know, one of the elders in our community that I think that it's great to talk to and great to share her story.
And speaking of popular gay festivals like Mardi Gras, Feast Festival is about to embark on Adelaide in 3 weeks, and Natalie and I are heading over there to host the closing party, the OB, during the day, so we're very excited for that too. And I just look at the star lineup on the cover show. There's Kimberly Dark, the Rosie Burgess Trio, and Anita, I'm not even going to try and pronounce her surname.
I'm so glad. I had this fear that you were going to say, can you pronounce that? Yeah, no, I can't. No one can except for Anya. She's the only person who can pronounce that surname.
I'm assuming it's Polish or Russian.
That's so exciting that you're going over. You girls are just... Do you ever sleep, you two?
The last week I haven't.
Yeah, not much. But we are very excited because I've never hosted anything in Adelaide before, and I'm looking forward to seeing the Rundle Ball Malls and the pigs there too. Did you hear about the Brass Pigs in Adelaide?
No.
You have to go and check out the Brass Pigs at Rundle Mall. I think
the
it's
hell
Rundle
are you
Mall.
Talking about?
I'll take you there, Zebu, and we can have a photo. Yeah.
Can you take some photos and send them?
Absolutely. We'll send them to you. We'll hold up a cherry magazine just for you two.
Maybe it'll be the cover next month.
Well, you know us, we'd never shy away from a cover, Rachel. So tell us about the acts for Feast Festival that you've spoken to.
Well, basically, we thought we'd do a bit of a rundown on a number of people who are performing and showing their work. Kimberly is a really interesting character who's coming over from America to perform her show, Dichotomy. And basically, her, you know, what she's looking at is labels and identities. And, you know, we've come a long way from butch and femme and, you know, and even genderqueer now is somewhat antiquated. And so we're sort of looking at labels and identities and how they still affect us and how in some ways they're becoming redundant, which is a good thing. And so her show is actually in Adelaide, but also it's also showing at Hares and Hyenas in Melbourne. So that's early December, I think. So she was great. And the Rosie Burgess Trio, some people will know They actually, some of their band members were from a band called Fruit, which was a pretty popular lesbian band a few years ago. And, of course, there's Anya, who is, whose surname I am not pronouncing, who is showing as part of the visual arts program. So, and we've also got a girl's guide. So if you don't want to look through the program, you can simply turn to Cherry and pick all the things out that we think look pretty good.
Fantastic, Rachel. Well, the Cherry magazine is out now, isn't it? I saw a few copies outside of the Joy studio.
It is? Yes, it is.
Fantastic. So the Cherry Mag is out. Go grab your copy or check out cherry.com.au for more information. Rachel Cook, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.